This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1, Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain, by Isaac Asimov. Copyright 1987 by Nightfall Incorporated. Narrated by Roy Avers. This book contains 332 pages on 10 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the table of contents, or at the second beep to locate the beginning of the book. Annotation. American scientist Albert Jonas Morrison is kidnapped and flown to the USSR, where he soon discovers the reason for his abduction. A world-renowned Russian scientist, the mastermind behind the top-secret Soviet miniaturization project, lies in a deep coma with the key to the 21st century's greatest scientific advance locked within his brain. Reduced to molecular size, Morrison enters the dying Russian's brain in a search for the origins of thought itself. 1987. From the book jacket. With his phenomenal bestseller, Fantastic Voyage, Isaac Asimov took the world on its first amazing journey into the human body. Now he gives us the story he has been thinking about since then, one he has always wanted to write, a spectacular, all-new thriller that takes you to the far reaches of inner space, the last frontier left to man, the human brain. Told with the remarkable realism and electrifying suspense that have made Asimov today's best-loved master of science fiction, Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain, is sure to become the newest classic of the genre. It is the 21st century, and the two superpowers now enjoy a peaceful coexistence. It comes as a surprise, then, when American scientist Albert Jonas Morrison is suddenly kidnapped and flown to the USSR. But once inside the Soviet Union, Dr. Morrison discovers the chilling reason for his abduction. World-renowned Russian scientist Pyotr Shapirov, the mastermind behind the top-secret Soviet miniaturization project, lies in a deep coma, the victim of a miniaturization accident. Locked within his brain rests the key to the greatest scientific advance ever in the world's history. The Americans' mission, along with a team of 4 Soviet scientists, is to be miniaturized to molecular size, travel in a specially designed submarine to the dying Shapirov's brain, and tap the secrets held there. With only 12 hours to accomplish their task, Morrison and his companions, the first people ever to journey inside a human body, must struggle against unknown terrors in a desperate search for the origins of thought itself, as their lives hang precariously in the balance. With its harrowing adventures and startling surprise finale, this is a novel that promises to hold you in its grip to the very last page. About the author. Isaac Asimov has written over 350 books on myriad subjects. His most recent work of science fiction is the best-selling Foundation on Earth, the newest novel in the Monumental Foundation series. Dr. Asimov lives in New York City. Other books by Isaac Asimov. Norby and the Queen's Necklace, 1986, with Janet Asimov. Robot Dreams, 1986. The Best Science Fiction of Isaac Asimov, 1986. The Best Mysteries of Isaac Asimov, 1986. The Alternate Asimovs, 1986. Norby and the Invaders, 1985, with Janet Asimov. Robots and Empire, 1985. The Disappearing Man and Other Mysteries, 1985. Norby and the Lost Princess, 1985, with Janet Asimov. Banquets of the Black Widowers, 1984. Norby's Other Secret, 1984, with Janet Asimov. The Robots of Dawn, 1983. Norby, the Mixed-Up Robot, 1983, with Janet Asimov. The Union Club Mysteries, 1983. The Winds of Change and Other Stories, 1983. Foundation's Edge, 1982. The Complete Robot, 1982. The Casebook of the Black Widowers, 1980. The Keyword and Other Mysteries, 1977. More Tales of the Black Widowers, 1976. The Bicentennial Man and Other Stories, 1976. Murder at the ABA, 1976. The Heavenly Host, 1975. By Jupiter and Other Stories, 1975. Tales of the Black Widowers, 1974. Have You Seen These, 1974. The Best of Isaac Asimov, 1973. The Early Asimov, 1972. The Gods Themselves, 1972. Nightfall and Other Stories, 1969. Asimov's Mysteries, 1968. Through a Glass, Clearly, 1967. The Rest of the Robots, 1964. Nine Tomorrows, 1959. The Death Dealers, A Whiff of Death, 1958. Lucky Star and the Rings of Saturn, 1958. Earth is Room Enough, 1957. Lucky Star and the Moons of Jupiter, 1957. The Naked Sun, 1957. Lucky Star and the Big Sun of Mercury, 1956. The End of Eternity, 1955. The Martian Way and Other Stories, 1955. Lucky Star and the Oceans of Venus, 1954. The Caves of Steel, 1954. Lucky Star and the Pirates of the Asteroids, 1953. Second Foundation, 1953. The Currents of Space, 1952. Foundation and Empire, 1952. David Starr, Space Ranger, 1952. Foundation, 1951. The Stars Like Dust, 1951. I, Robot, 1950. Pebble in the Sky, 1950. Dedication to Dick Molina and Scott Meredith, who made it possible. Table of Contents. Chapter 1. Needed, Side 1. Chapter 2. Taken, Side 1. Chapter 3. Balinkigrad, Side 1. Chapter 4. Grotto, Side 2. Chapter 5. Coma, Side 2. Chapter 6. Decision, Side 3. Chapter 7. Ship, Side 3. Chapter 8. Preliminaries, Side 4. Chapter 9. Artery, Side 4. Chapter 10. Capillary, Side 5. Chapter 11. Destination, Side 5. Chapter 12. Intercellular, Side 6. Chapter 13. Cell, Side 6. Chapter 14. Axon, Side 7. Chapter 15. Alone, Side 7. Chapter 16. Death, Side 8. Chapter 17. Exit, Side 8. Chapter 18. Return, Side 9. Chapter 19. Turnaround, Side 9. Note. In 1966, my novel Fantastic Voyage was published. It was actually a novelization of a motion picture that had been written by others. I followed the plot line that existed as closely as I could, except for changing several of the more insupportable scientific inconsistencies. I was never quite satisfied with the novel, although it did very well and is still in print in both hardcover and softcover editions, simply because I never felt it to be entirely mine. When the opportunity arose to write another novel on the same theme, a miniaturized vessel with a crew that is inside a living human being, I agreed only on the condition that I do it entirely my own way. Here, then, is Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain. A motion picture may be made from it, but if so, this novel will owe nothing at all to it. For better or for worse, this novel is mine.